Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Shvi'as Perek Vav Mishnah Dalad and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Rav Shlomo Zalman of Zugasa Marcia Tevachol Yitzchak Alatem. This big bench with a Sachatz Loch and Siad Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefan, Kolt of Sela, and Bischos. Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zeicher to find her Zivug Hagun Bekar of Mamish. Mishnah Dalad says, Me'emasai Mutter Adam Likach Yark, but Mitzi Shvi'as. When is a person allowed to buy vegetables on Mitzi Shmita, and he doesn't have to assume that they're Shmita vegetables, that they don't have Kedusha Shvi'as, the regular eighth year vegetables? The Mishnah answers, Mishiasa Kietzebai, from when this type of vegetable is able to have been produced completely in the eighth year. Let's say cucumbers, for example. If this cucumber could have grown completely in the eighth year and not in the seventh year, so then when he goes to the market to buy cucumbers, he doesn't have to assume that this is a seventh year cucumber, he can assume it's an eighth year cucumber. Not only that, also bakir, let's say cucumbers had ripened very quickly in one particular area, bakir means they ripened earlier, hutara afil, so then even in the late ripening areas, they would be permitted. That's because when he's going to buy cucumbers in the shuk, even in an area where they take a little bit longer to ripen, we can assume that those cucumbers are from the areas where they've already ripened in the eighth year, and we don't have to assume that they're seventh year cucumbers. Now, Rabbi Hitter Likach Yark Mitzvah Shvi'as Miad, Rabbi allows buying vegetables on Mitzvah Shemitah right away. He says it takes only 2 or 3 days for them to become ripened, and that's why you're allowed to buy them right away after Shemitah. Now, moving on to Mishnah Hay with a different topic, Ein Mitzi and Shemen Sreifa Uperes Shvi'as, Meha Aretz L'chutz L'aretz. No taking Shemen Sreifa, which is Truma oil that became Tamei, it needs to be burned, and that's why it's called Shemen Sreifa. No taking that or Peres Shvi'as from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, these things have to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Reb Shimon says, Shemati Beferish, I heard explicitly, Shemaitzin L'Suria, that we are allowed to bring these things to Suria, V'ein Maitzin L'Chutz La'aretz, we're just not allowed to bring them to Chutz La'aretz. Now, we do not pass like Reb Shimon, and these things have to stay within Eretz Yisrael. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav, with the opposite halacha, talking about bringing something from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, and with the first Mishnah in Perek Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.